Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.RandallGreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
He said, I can't answer that prayer for you. I said, Lord, I got to have chapter and verse for it, because I know the Word of God says that my God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Doesn't it say that? It says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things you need shall be added unto you. It says in Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. I think it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. That's what the Word of God says. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, I believe verse number 18, that God has given me the power, the ability to get wealth. That's what He said. And the Bible says over in Proverbs, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and He addeth no sorrow with it. So I had my verses all lined out, and I'm arguing my case before the Lord. Lord, what do you mean you can't answer my prayer? It says in the Word of God, this is what it says. You know, if I'll do so and so, then I'll be blessed. It says in Malachi, bring ye all the tithes, A-L-L, all the tithes, A-L-L, all the tithes, A-L-L, all the tithes, A-L-L, all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse, that may be meet in my house, put me first. And He said, I will prove me now. And He said, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings. There's not room enough to receive it. Isn't that what it says? So if you want all those things to happen, certainly we have got to come under what the Word of God says do. We can't violate the principles of God's Word to be blessed financially. So as I was praying, the Lord said, I can't answer that prayer for you. I said, Lord, why can't you? He said, because I'd be violating my Word if I'd done so. I said, wait a minute. I just quoted them scriptures, and I've seen many of you quoting them with me because you know them too. And I said, why can't you? He said, because there's another scripture in the Bible that you've overlooked. I said, I have. He said, yes. You want me to show you the scripture He showed me? Okay, turn in your Bibles to James chapter 4. We'll come back to Psalms 1, so hang on to your place. Everybody wants money. Amen. Money's coming to us. Supernatural financial increase. But in James chapter 4, He spoke to me this verse. I didn't quote Him all them other verses. And showed Him where that I had a scriptural right to believe Him for finances. And this wasn't the devil talking to me about it. I want you to know, this was the Lord talking to me. He was trying to correct me. And James chapter 4, verse 3, this is what He said to me. Remember, I was asking Him for financial prosperity and increase. I was asking Him for money. M-O-N-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E, Money Mouse. You know, that's His name, isn't it? Money Mouse. They took that rat and made some money off that boy. I'll tell you the truth about it. Ooh, don't y'all wish I could do it around here in the borough? Take some of these rats and make the money off of them. Amen. Glory to God. But in James chapter 4, verse 3, He said, this is what the Lord quoted to me. All right, let's start in verse 2. He said, you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. So you see, you're supposed to ask. Verse 3. Says you ask and receive not. Why? Because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust. Verse 3 in the Amplified says this, or you do not ask God for them, and or you do ask God for them, and yet fail to receive, because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives. Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it on sensual pleasures. Nobody's shouting. But anyway, woo! And the Lord said, son, He said, I can't give you money until you get rid of that. And this is my terminology. That spendthrift spirit that you got. Just buying everything. I like what Brother John Osteen, Dad Osteen, said before he went on to be with the Lord. This was his idea of financial prosperity. He said, if you're going to be blessed financially, he said, you cannot buy everything your little beady eyes look at. In other words, there's got to be some financial money management principles that you put into action in your life. He said, Brother Randy, I don't have no money to manage. Guess what? There's a lot of people that think that they have no money to manage. But every day of your life, either you are managing your money or your money is managing you. It's the truth. You start where you're at, and the Lord said to me, he said, I can't answer your prayer about money. He said, because you have abused monies that I've given to you. Monies that you should have done certain things with in the kingdom of God. Now, I'm telling on me. I know you don't want me to tell on you, so I'll tell on me. He said that you've abused some monies that you've asked me for, and I've given it to you. He said, because you took and you used them on your own sensual pleasures. He said, you went out and bought things just to make you happy for the moment, and after you bought them, you wish you'd have never got them. Have you ever bought anything you wish you'd never bought? Have you ever spent any money where you wish you'd have never spent it? You know, we want to believe God to get the money to buy something, but once you buy some of those things, you've got to maintain what you obtain. You know what I mean? It's like that old fella down in the swamps of Mississippi in Amant County. He went up on top of the tree and he was going to poke this coon, he thought, with a stick. And it was the dark of night, so he couldn't see. But when he reached around that tree and poked that coon to knock him out, wasn't no coon. It turned out to be a souped up wildcat. And that wildcat jumped amongst him in the top of that tree. Woo! He went to hollering them fellas down there. Somebody shoot this thing. Woo! Somebody shoot this thing. And they finally said, John, said, we can't shoot that thing. Said, we might hit you. John just said, shoot amongst us. One of us have got to have some relief. So you might be like old John in the top of that tree. He just thought he wanted to catch that wildcat till he got him caught. Once he got him caught, he couldn't let him go. You know what I mean? And what the enemy tries to do and what we do in our sensual life, fleshly side of life, we'll try to find something to fill a void or a vacuum that can only be filled, in our spirit I'm talking about, that can only be filled by God. And we'll try to go out and buy this and buy that and buy that. And next thing you know, you don't have no money whatsoever and you owe everybody. Isn't that right? No condemnation, because I believe that God is going to bring you a revelation. And I believe this, that God will supernaturally help you change your situations financially if you'll line up with His Word and do the things that you need to do. So what He told me was, He said, I can't answer your prayer because He said, you first got to get rid of that spendthrift spirit, consuming everything I give you upon your own lust. Now, I didn't even realize I was doing it. You know what I'm talking about? I didn't realize it. I mean, I wasn't setting out to say, well, I'm going to steal God's money or that God gave me for one purpose and do something. I thought I was doing God's purpose. But you know what? I was so busy, I wasn't praying about what I should do and the direction I should go. And it got me in a place that I was just half hearing God. When you're half hearing God and half being obedient, then you get about half the blessings. You know what I mean? And so it makes you want to do what's right. So let's move right on here. Anybody want any money this morning? Amen. I do too. So let's just go for it. I believe that God's going to bring supernatural financial increase into your life. I believe He's going to bring it into this church. Pastor was mentioning something about, I assume from the VFW building or something, he's talking about obtaining a building. Well, if you're going to obtain a building, then that means that somebody's got to come up with the money. Amen. Who is the somebody? You just think that God would put that much faith in you. Woo! Amen. Isn't that good? So that means if you're going to have the money to do it, then somebody's going to have to make sure you get it. And I'm sure He will. But we're talking about principles for success this morning. Principles for success. And the first principle for success in your life. Now, these are so elementary that I'm about to talk about that many of us don't think of how powerful they really are. But these are principles for success. They are very simple. Anybody on the earth can do it, but very few do. They're so simple. So simple. So simple. Anybody can do it, but very few do. That's why many people's lives in the church remain the same. In fact, if you talk much about commitment or staying with something very long, people think you're cussing them in the church. Because commitment has almost become an ugly word. We call it cussing down south. Cuss word. I don't know what y'all call it. Cursing or whatever up here. But if you're going to go on with God, there must be a commitment on your part. If you're going to change from where you're at right now to see better days in your life, all you need to do is commit to change. All you need to do is commit. It's a determination inside of you. You may not even have to shed a tear, but you make a commitment that I am not going to stay the same. My circumstances are not going to remain the same. You've got to commit to it. I'm talking about a once and for all commitment. Now, once you make that commitment, to many people, committing to something is kind of scary. Do you know why? Because immediately you begin to think about, well, in your past, you made commitments to certain things. You said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see it through to the end. And you didn't make it 2 hours. You didn't make it 2 days. You didn't make it 3 days. And you failed. The enemy jumps up and he shows you pictures in your mind about how, even though you've heard Brother Randy talk about these principles, you could never do it. You could never change, you know, because you don't have the ability. And you know why you don't? Because just look at your past. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you another powerful truth this morning. Your past can never dictate your future. Never. Your past can never dictate your future. Your past does not determine your future. Aren't you glad? Ain't I glad? Aren't I glad? Why? Because if my past determined my future, there's no hope for me. No doubt, there are those here this morning, this thought of committing suicide once or twice or maybe even more than that in their life. Because a spirit of hopelessness came on you. A spirit of helplessness came on you. A spirit of discouragement came on you. Said, where does that come from? It comes from the devil. Because I have been there. I have sat down with a commode lid closed in a bathroom and shut the door with a loaded .38 revolver to put to my head and blow my brains out just by cocking the hammer and pulling the trigger. I've been there where it was hopeless, where it was helpless, where there was no way out of my situation, naturally. But for the grace of God, I would be 6 foot under the ground, however how far it is they put you, under the ground today. Now that didn't happen to me one time. Suicidal tendencies hung around in my life for years until I made a commitment. Those suicidal tendencies, they're not your thoughts, because nobody really wants to harm themselves. The enemy puts those thoughts into your mind. He's trying to destroy every human being on the planet. He can't, or get them to destroy themselves. He can't do anything against you, but he can cause you to do something against yourself by getting you to act in the wrong way. But today, God will rescue you and set you free. So you've got to make a commitment to change. You can change. If you want to change, you can do it today. Say this with me. Say, today, I make a commitment that I will change. My circumstances will not remain the same. I will take the principles that I'm about to hear and apply them to my life. A lot of it's been introduction, but we're going to give you the principles. They're simple.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.